B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police in Florida say they responded to a home in Naples after getting a 911 call hang-up. They found the home belonged to a woman named Joanna Zielinski and that she shares it with her sister. Well, the sister told police that they were drinking together when at some point she got tired, but Zielinski wanted to stay up drinking. She then reports Zielinski went crazy and attacked her with an EpiPen.
An EpiPen?
Stabbing her multiple times, including on her left thigh where a welt had formed. When asked about the incident, Zielinski told police, "I'm allergic to drunk, so I injected her with the EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk anymore. What's the big deal?" First responders on the scene say that the victim wasn't actually injected with any of the medication during the incident.
That would be an issue, would it not?
Maybe.
If you weren't a...
I'm not sure.
...patient using it and you got injected with an EpiPen, what would be...
Was it histamine that's in there or something
like
that? So the EpiPen was actually prescribed to Zielinski. She was arrested on battery, a domestic violence charge as well. A bear injured a woman's ass while she was using an outhouse last week on a backcountry trip.
This one's got chocolate inside.
Oh, Jesus. Shannon Stevens was at Chilkat Lake, and they were staying on what's called a yurt. I don't know what a yurt is.
Yeah.
What's
a yurt? A tent, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the weekend with her brother, Eric, and his girlfriend. Well, after...
It's like Yurt and Ernie.
After the three... No, it's Yurt and Ert.
Yurty.
After the three made sausages for dinner over an open fire Saturday evening, Shannon went to use the outhouse. She said, "Normally when we're out there in the summer, I'm used to shouting, 'Hey, bear,' the whole way. But it was a dead of winter, so I didn't think to do that this time. And I got in there and sat down on the toilet seat, and something immediately bit me on my butt. I jumped up and screamed." Eric rushed to the outhouse to investigate. He lifted the toilet seat's lid, and right at the level of the toilet seat, maybe an inch or two below, was a gigantic bear face looking right back up at me. It was inside it.
Okay, so I saw this story, Preston, and I thought that would have to be the only way, but how would a bear get in there?
I don't know. The two ran back to the yurt.
"Oh, my God. I just had the best ass I've ever tasted."
And cleaned Shannon Stevens' wound.
Tasted like bourbon.
Which she described as a single puncture.
Said she ultimately... She's very lucky.
She wasn't sure if her injury was a bite or a claw mark. The three spent the night at the yurt and found tracks the next morning near the outhouse. Alaska Department of Fish and Game investigated the incident, and after looking at photos of tracks and taking into account other reports of bear activity in the area, they said they believe the culprit was a black bear. So,
yes, sir. Bit me directly in the butt.
I believe our friend Tim Graham stayed in a nice yurt.
He did, and I think it was Yellowstone.
Yellowstone,
yeah. He was yurt crazy.
A lot of the restaurants are using them for outdoor dining.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's also a good crossword puzzle clue.
Yurt. A home invasion Monday turned deadly after an elderly couple fought off the suspect. 82-year-old Herbert Parrish and his 79-year-old wife, Lois, said that it was a normal Monday for them when they heard a knock at the back door around 2 in the afternoon. Lois said, "I opened the door, and he said he was looking for his little white chihuahua and wanted to know if I saw it, and I told him, no, I didn't." And that's when the situation became violent. Lois said that she was closing the door. The man, who has now been identified as 61-year-old Harold Runnels, pushed his way inside. And according to a police report, Runnels pulled out a large knife and began attacking Mrs. Parrish.
Ah.
Well, Herbert said, "I felt that we were gone. I thought he was going to kill us and take what he can take."
"Oh, no, you don't."
And that's when, listen to what he did. So the Vietnam veteran decided to fight back. He said he was not going to get out that door and leave us alive. And that's the way I felt. That's why I said I got to do something quick and get the edge on him. Herbert was able to act quickly, grabbed a hold of a shotgun that was hanging on the wall by the door. He didn't shoot him, though. So Parrish said he then hit the intruder with the barrel of the firearm until Runnels was unconscious. He said, "I started hitting him in the head with the barrel, and I know I must have hit him at least 10 times right in the face, just as hard as I could hit him."
You clocked someone with a shotgun?
Dude, he beat him to death.
Wow.
Runnels died at the University Medical Center later Monday night from the injuries he sustained during the attack. Both Herbert and Lois were uninjured in the intrusion. I mean, he was just fighting back. It was a home intruder with a knife.
Yes!
Both were expected to fully recover, but wow, man. Mm. I'm going to do one more story.
Someone turned in their BJ coin that night.
You're getting it all right. You deserve it for protecting me.
And then we'll do one more, and we will wrap. A couple say that a man who broke into their home on Monday made himself comfortable. He even took a bath. And
I just have to say, your place is so comfortable.
The couple had arrived home from a weekend away and found a strange car in their garage. Deputies say 34-year-old Sean Schoonmaker of Norway was found inside. The couple say he took a candle-lit bath, in their walk-in tub.
Oh, I love the walk-in tub.
I'm going to be in one of those.
And they made us some snickerdoodles.
And he ate their food and rearranged items in their home as well.
I just want to use a walk-in tub once. It looks cool. A tub that you could sit up in and close the door is very cool.
Schoonmaker was arrested and charged with burglary, theft, and violation of a protection from abuse order.
As far as thieves go, at least he wasn't trying to knife them like the other guy.
He rearranged the furniture.
Yeah.
All right, and there you go. That's what I had.
The walk-in tub, though, you have to get in and then fill it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't keep
opening and closing the doors.
Yeah, right. unless you do the Dukes of Hazzard and hop over the door, and what's the point?
What's the point?
It's even harder. I would imagine, though, it starts off cold at your feet, and by the time it gets up to your ankles, maybe it'll be warm case, so if that's your concern.
Just waiting.
Just waiting is the part that I'm...
I don't know.
The waiting is always the hardest part.
It's
the hardest part.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A man was left with uncontrollable pain after he tried to enlarge his penis with a metal ring as he wanted to impress his girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
With a classic C-ring?
No, not a classic C-ring. The unnamed man had heard the trick that required only the contents of his toolbox. Mm. The man from Thailand, from Bangkok, believed that putting his genitals through a nut would enlarge it and strengthen it by forcing blood into the glands.
Huh.
He used baby oil to get it on. However, it turned out to be a horror as the man was rushed to the hospital after the metal ring got stuck. On the next day, he started to swell and he experienced pain. He tried removing the ring, but it was in vain.
Bust a nut!
He said, I was terrified that I would need my penis amputated. I thought that it would burst. He called the emergency...
We've all been there.
Emergency services on Saturday afternoon. The nut was stuck around the base. And once medics arrived, he was rushed...
Bust a nut!
He was rushed to the hospital. The metal ring was carefully sliced through with a metal cutter in an hour-long operation as the man cried with pain throughout the procedure.
Oh, my balls!
The man had the ring had a diameter of 3 centimeters and was 1.5 centimeters thick.
Should have gotten Steven Singer.
The doctors used a handheld steel tool, a pair of pliers. You never want to hear pliers and penis.
No. Though there was a great vaudeville team of the 20s.
A thin metal sheet to avoid the slide under the ring and to avoid the man's skin from being cut. The metal nut was removed without a scratch on the man's penis.
I get incredibly nervous when I trim my pubic hair. Yes. Can you imagine taking a wrench to your junk?
He was prescribed antibiotics and anti-inflammatory cream to reduce the swelling. In Louisiana, you know, obviously the winter storm in Texas has been all the story, but there are other places that have been dealing with this as well, and some unfortunate deaths, and one really strange one, a 77-year-old man in Louisiana drowned after falling into an ice-covered swimming pool, bringing the state's death toll to 3 after the winter storm. The other 2 people died in Lafayette, a woman who got stuck outside and a man who died after slipping on ice and hit his head. Authorities say the woman, Mary Gilroy, left her home and wandered around her neighborhood in freezing weather. She went to a neighbor's home for assistance and died out in the cold. And the 77-year-old man drowned. He slipped on ice and then fell in a swimming pool. Now, I don't know if he was walking on the pool or if he slipped next to it and fell in the pool. But they're just not used to it.
No,
They don't know.
You don't realize. Yeah.
The State Department and the Attorney General charged two Louisiana residents with bribing airport screeners in an attempt to bypass Hawaii's mandatory safe travels rules after arriving on Friday. Officials said Jontrell White and Nadia Bailey arrived without valid COVID-19 exemption or pretest, and White allegedly offered an airport screener $2,000 to let him pass through without having to quarantine, and Bailey allegedly threw in an extra $1,000 to let them both through.
Listen, it's always worth giving a shot to bribing a federal official.
The screener alerted deputy sheriffs, who arrested the two for bribery. After White and Bailey were booked and released, they immediately flew back to the mainland.
How much, just to look the other way, I'm bussing cocaine?
Right. A badly injured surfer was rescued after writing help in the sand before collapsing on a remote New Zealand beach. The man was surfing by himself at Kerkera Beach near Auckland when...
What does gelp mean?
When he was swept into rocks by crashing waves. He lost his board, scrambled ashore after suffering serious injuries in the water. He then became lost while trying to walk through thick bush. He spent 2 hours... That's what they call it down there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. It's like pubic hair. Bush, like thick pubic hair would be called bush.
You know.
But yeah, sweaty bush.
Yeah.
An old prostitute probably has.
Yeah, really big, thick, sweaty, matty, hairy bush.
Bush.
Smells bad. Yeah. Whole thing.
Probably bugs.
So he spent 2 hours trying to escape the beach before giving
and
up
the
and
bush.
Writing a message in the sand. Left no other option. He scrawled the word help on the beach and collapsed. Luckily,
helped and collapsed.
He wrote the word help and then he passed out.
Okay, I thought he actually wrote out help and collapsed.
No. And with an arrow drawn to his body.
Because that's too much work.
He lies on the beach. Luckily.
He took the time to write.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
He's giving up to the second commentary.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hungry.
Yeah.
Lucky, a woman walking on a track spotted the surfer writing his message of desperation. She called a local surf club.
Lightheaded. Yeah.
And two lifeguards raced to the scene on a jet ski.
What is D73H? That is help upside down, by the way.
Nice. Okay. They gave him emergency first aid before taking him to an ambulance where he was rushed to the hospital. Cops were called by the man's wife when she had reported him missing, but apparently he's doing better now. And then we'll end with this one, because this happens every year. A pair of burglary suspects were arrested in Tacoma after deputies followed their footprints in the snow to track them down. Deputies were called at 2:39 a.m. when a deputy arrived at the scene. He saw two men fleeing. Instead of running after the men, deputies checked the house first to determine if a possible crime had been committed. A detached garage had been broken, had a broken window on a door. A canine was deployed and followed two sets of footprints into the snow, one leading from the garage to a church parking lot where a man was found hiding in a dumpster under a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
The second set of footprints led deputies to a tree. They called the second man to climb down from the tree.
The footprints end right here.
Police, both suspects were arrested and booked into the county jail for second-degree burglary. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.